KuCoin Australia launches KuCard. With MasterCard Rails, KuCoin Australia has launched the KuCard, a MasterCard-issued debit product that converts crypto balances into in-store and online purchases. Decrypt reported the rollout on May 18, 2026, framing it as the centerpiece of an evolution push that pairs a new card product with a more visible regulatory posture for the exchange's local entity. The launch lands during a sharp risk-off session for crypto. BTC trades at $77,041, down 1.4% on the day and 5.9% over the week. ETH sits at 2,115, off 3.1% in 24 hours. The Fear and Greed Index reads 39, firmly in fear territory. A MasterCard pivot for a Visa-first issuer, KuCoin's earlier card guidance, globally pointed at Visa rails, and SpendNode's own card directory still lists a Visa-branded debit tier under the brand. The Australian KuCard breaks from that pattern by sitting on MasterCard. For users, the practical effect is the merchant acceptance set. MasterCard is the dominant card network in Australian transit and a co-equal at most retailers. So contactless tap-to-pay should work everywhere a domestic debit card does. KuCoin's framing in the Decrypt piece leans on seamless payments to MasterCard merchants using funded crypto balances. The exchange did not publish a public fee schedule for the Australian product in the launch coverage, so foreign exchange spread, conversion timing, and ATM costs remain unverified at the time of writing. SpendNode will update the KuCoin product page once those numbers are disclosed. The regulatory subtext, the more interesting half of the announcement, is positioning. KuCoin spent most of 2024 and 2025 working through licensing and compliance pressures across multiple jurisdictions, including a high-profile U.S. settlement in early 2025. The Australian Evolution identity is the local entity stepping forward with a story about being inside the regulatory tent rather than around it. AUSTRAC, the Australian Financial Intelligence Agency, treats digital currency exchanges as designated reporting entities. Card products that touch fiat off-ramps from crypto balances draw heavier scrutiny than spot trading alone because they sit at the merchant interface, and they involve a MasterCard issuing partner that carries its own compliance bar. Launching the KuCard publicly is therefore a signal that the issuing relationship and the local AML reporting workflow are both in working order. KuCoin will not be the only exchange leaning on MasterCard's framework. CI joined the MasterCard Crypto Partner Program last week, which MasterCard has been using as a structured onboarding lane for crypto-native issuers and L1s. Fit within the Australian card landscape, Australia is one of the more developed crypto card markets outside the EU. Local users already have access to global products from Crypto.com, Coinbase, Wirex, and Binance, plus regionally focused issuers. KuCard's edge is straightforward. Users who already hold their balances on KuCoin no longer need to bridge funds to a separate card provider to spend them. That convenience cuts both ways. Spending from an exchange-held balance keeps the funds custodial and subject to the exchange's own risk profile. For users who care about counterparty exposure, the trade-off is real. SpendNode generally favors self-custody options for users with larger balances, while accepting that exchange-issued cards remain the simplest entry point for active spenders. Users in Australia now have one more option to weigh against no FX fee cards and self-custodial alternatives. Three open questions to watch. Three open questions matter more than the launch headline, fee disclosure. Until KuCoin publishes a public fee table, the KuCard's economics are unknown. A MasterCard issuer typically has scheme-level FX margins of 0.5% to 0.9% baked in, and the crypto-to-fiat conversion spread sits on top of that. Rewards. The Decrypt piece does not flag a cashback tier, points program, or rebate mechanic. Without one, the KuCard competes on convenience, not yield. Rollout pace. Australia first is the stated launch geography. Whether KuCoin extends the MasterCard rail to other markets or keeps Visa elsewhere will determine how meaningful this pivot is.